بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. Verily all praise and glory is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is due to Him and Him alone. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we seek His forgiveness, and we ask Him for His mercy. And we testify and we state that whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, none shall bring them away from this guidance. And whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows to be misguided, none shall bring them back to the guidance. We further testify with full firmness in Allah that there is no God or deity worthy of worship but Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His servant and last messenger. O ye who believe, fear Allah the fear that He is most deserving of you, and do not die unless you are in the state of al-Islam. And as to what follows, my brothers and sisters in al-Islam, يقول الحق سبحانه وتعالى في سورة طه، يقول مخاطبا للنبي ولنا، وقل رب زدني علما. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordering the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and therefore ordering us to make dua to him by saying, وَقُلْ رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا, and say, O my Lord, increase me in knowledge. Our topic for today, my brothers and sisters, is a topic as large as the mountains. Our topic for today is something that if it was lost, our religion would not be the same. Our topic for today, علم, the ilm of this religion, the knowledge of our religion. And when I say knowledge, I do not mean science, math, astronomy, or physics. I mean the ilm of the Qur'an, and of the hadith, and of the sunnah, and of the tafsir, and of the fiqh, and all of the other Islamic sciences that are out there. Now you realize how huge this topic is. And I wish to concentrate our efforts on three main points, in order that we will understand the blessings of knowledge. فَضْلُ الْعِلْمِ. We will first focus our attention on the blessings of those who give us al-'ilm, the blessings of the ulama. مَا هُوَ فَضْلُ الْعُلَمَاء. What is the fadl, the blessings of the ulama, straight from the Qur'an and the sunnah. ثَانِيًا. فَضْلُ طَلَبِ الْعِلْمِ. What is the blessings of going out there and trying to learn the religion, trying to learn more about the Qur'an and about the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَثَالِثًا وَهَذَا عِتَابٌ لِي وَلَكُمْ. Thirdly, as a warning to myself and you, الترهيب مِنْ تَعَلُّمٍ عِلْمٍ غَيْرِ وَجْهِ اللَّهِ. The evil, the hateful act of trying to learn or acquire some of this religion not for Allah's pleasure. الترهيب من تعلم العلم لغير وجه الله. the hate of the evil act of acquiring knowledge not for Allah's pleasure. And I ask you, my brothers and sisters, to lend me your ears and your heart, and to concentrate very well. And if you can memorize, memorize. And if you cannot, do as best as you can. أولاً فضل العلماء. What is the blessings of the ulama? يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى إنما يخشى الله من عباده العلماء. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that those who truly fear Him are the ulama. He says in Surah Fatir, Verily those who truly fear Allah from amongst His servants are those who have knowledge. لماذا? Why? Because if you know what is halal, insha'Allah you will try to do it. And if you know what is haram, insha'Allah you will try to stay away from it. And this is the basis of taqwa. This is what the fear of Allah is, to do what He ordered and to stay away from what He prohibits. Therefore, the ulama are the most fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وعن معاوية رضي الله عنه يقول قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في الحديث الذي رواه البخاري ومسلم وابن ماجه وغيرهم من يرد الله به خيرا يفقهه في الدين. Whomsoever Allah wishes for him any goodness, He will give him understanding of the religion. This is if Allah wishes for you goodness. The ulama tell us that the exact opposite of goodness is evil. So if Allah does not wish for you goodness, then He does not give you knowledge. Therefore, you have not been given the goodness of what Allah distributes to His khalq, to His creation. And this is why Sufyan al-Thawri, one of the great ulama himself, from the salaf, from the people who have come before us, said, إِنِّي لَا أَعْلَمُ مِنَ الْعِبَادَاتِ شَيْئًا أَفْضَلُ مِنْ أَنْ يُعَلِّمَ النَّاسَ الْعِلْمِ Sufyan al-Thawri, he says, I do not know of any worship of Allah better than for a person to teach people this religion. This is the greatest way of worshipping Allah. لماذا? Because the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us, مَنْ سَنَّ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ سُنَّةً حَسَنًا Whoever establishes a good deed in Islam that people follow him in, he will have the reward of doing the deed just like how they do it without them losing any of the reward. Because when you tell somebody, يا أخي, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to fast Monday and Thursday, and he takes your advice and he reads the hadith and he comes and he fasts Monday and Thursday, you will also get the blessing of fasting Monday and Thursday because you have inspired him. You have taught him that this is a sunnah and he has done it. فضل العلماء, the blessings of the ulama. Imagine how many people have written how many books, have written how many lectures or have delivered how many lectures ordering you to do good and telling you to stay away from evil, and you obeyed them and you listened. Imagine the blessings they have. ولذا يقول الإمام الحسن لولا العلماء لسار الناس مثل البهائم. Imam al-Hasan, غفر الله لنا وله, says, if it was not for ulama, for the scholars of this religion, the people would have become like animals. The people would become like animals. Why? Because if you notice what an animal does, if he wants to cross the highway, what does he do? He crosses. If he gets hit, he gets hit. He does not obey any of the rules. This is why ulama, when they teach you something, and it is authentic, you must obey. سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا We heard and we obeyed. فَضْلُ الْعُلَمَاء The blessings of the ulama is great. And in order to conclude this first category, I wish to recite to you a hadith that should explain to us fully the blessings of the ulama. And it should make our hearts vibrate in our chest, and our eyes tear up with tears when we hear the blessings of the ulama from those who have died. كالإمام البخاري والإمام مسلم والإمام أبو حنيفة والإمام مالك والإمام الشافعي والإمام أحمد بن حنبل والإمام ابن تيمية وابن الجوزي وابن القيم وغيرهم وغيرهم. What is the blessing of these ulama who have written a voluminous book explaining to us our aqidah, explaining to us our hadith? What is their blessing? قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من الحديث الذي رواه أبي الدرداء رضي الله عنه قال سمعت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول من سلك طريقا يلتمس فيه علما سهل الله له طريقا إلى الجنة وإن الملائكة لتضع أجنحتها لطالب العلم رضا بما يصنع وإن العالم. Listen to the blessing, my brothers and sisters. وإن العالم ليستغفر له من في السماوات ومن في الأرض حتى الحيتان في الماء حتى الحيتان في الماء وفضل العالم على العابد كفضل القمر على سائر الكواكب وإن العلماء ورثة الأنبياء وإن الأنبياء لم يورثوا دينارا ولا درهما إنما ورثوا العلم فمن أخذه أخذ بحظ وافر والحديث رواه أبو داود والترمذي وابن ماجة وابن حبان في صحيحه وقال شيخنا الألباني وهو حديث حسن في صحيح الترغيب والترهيب. The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said, whoever travels a path seeking knowledge in it, Allah will make a path for him to the Jannah. And this is introducing our second category, which is fadlul talab al-ilm, the blessings of seeking knowledge. So pay attention, my brothers and sisters. Whoever travels a path seeking knowledge, Allah will make an easy path for him to the Jannah. And the angels lower their wings for the person who is seeking knowledge, for the love of what he is seeking. Now listen to the blessing of the ulama. وَإِنَّ الْعَالِمِ. And as for the scholar, as for the alim of this religion, لَيَسْتَغْفِرُ لَهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ. Everything in the sky and everything in the earth, even the fish, حَتَّى الْحِيْتَانُ فِي الْمَاءِ, even the fish that are swimming in the water, ask Allah to forgive him. حَتَّى الْحِيْتَانُ فِي الْمَاءِ. The fish, ask Allah to forgive our ulama. What greater blessing is there for anybody to live with? Al-ilm, knowledge, something extremely important for the Muslim to have. But the blessings of the ulama does not stop there. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam keeps going and said, and the alim, the blessing of the scholar, the alim, is better than the person who is a worshipper. Kal'abid is better than the blessing of the worshipper. Just like how the qamar, the moon, is clearer and brighter to you than the stars. وَإِنَّ الْعُلَمَاءُ وَرَثَةُ الْأَنْبِيَاءُ. And verily, the scholars are the inheritors of the prophets. Can you imagine having the inheritance of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم؟ وَإِنَّ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ لَمْ يُوَرِّثُوا دِينَارًا وَلَا دِرْهَمًا. And as for the prophets, they do not leave behind any money. No dirham, no dinar. They do not leave this behind. إِنَّمَا وَرَّثُوا الْعِلْمِ. What they leave behind is knowledge. فَمَنْ أَخَذَهُ. Whoever takes it, he has taken something great. And this hadith, as we have said, is narrated by Abu Dawood and Ibn Majah and al-Tirmidhi and Ibn Hibban and al-Bayhaqi. And the hadith is a good hadith, hasan. كما قال الشيخنا محمد ناصر الدين الألباني has said in his book, صحيح الترغيب والترهيب. Now let us move on quickly to the second category, which is فضل طلب العلم. We have seen what our goal is. Our goal is to have this blessing that the ulama have. But many of us will never reach this level. What is the next best thing? If you are not an alim, then you are seeking the knowledge. You are seeking the ilm. تطلب العلم. And this is why, as we have recited in the Quran in Surah Taha, In our introduction, we said, Allah orders us and His Messenger to, and ordered His Messenger to make dua by saying, وَقُلْ رَبِّ زِدْنِ عِلْمًا, and say, O my Lord, increase me in knowledge. Do you realize, my brothers and sisters, that this is the only place in the Qur'an where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered Rasulullah to ask Him for something as such? This, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never said, and say, O Allah, increase me in victory. Allah never ordered His Messenger to say this. He did not say, and say, O Allah, increase me in wives or in money. The only thing He said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, was, وَقُلْ رَبِّ زِدْنِ عِلْمًا, and say, O my Lord, increase me in knowledge. وَعَنْ صَفْوَانَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ قَالَ أَتَيْتُ النَّبِيَّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَهُوَ فِي الْمَسْجِدِ مُتَّكِئًا عَلَى بُرْدٍ لَهُ أَحْمَرٍ فقلت له يا رسول الله يا رسول الله إني جئت أطلب العلم فقال مرحبا بطالب العلم إن طالب العلم تحفه الملائكة بأجنحتها ثم يركب بعضهم بعضا حتى يبلغ السماء الدنيا من محبتهم لما يطلب والحديث رواه الإمام أحمد والطبراني وابن ماجه والترمذي وهو حديث حسن كما قال شيخنا الألباني. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam was approached by Safwan, one of the Sahabi. And Safwan said, I came to the masjid and I found Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam lying down on a red carpet. I told him, O Messenger of Allah, I have come seeking knowledge. فقال, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, مرحباً, welcome and greetings and blessings to the person who has come seeking knowledge. Now let us listen. What did he say after this, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He says, إِنَّ طَالِبَ الْعِلْمِ تَحُفُّهُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ بِأَجْنِحَتِهَا. As for the person who has come seeking knowledge, the malaika wrap their wings around him. The malaika wrap their wings around him. And not just that, they rise one on top of the other until they reach the sky of this dunya. Until they reach the sky of the earth. For the love of what this man has come seeking. Can you imagine, my brothers and sisters? You leave your house and there's a question on your mind and you wish to have it answered because you know it is important for Islam. That you have no doubt about the ruling of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So you come to the masjid, and you come to one of the knowledgeable brothers and you say, Ya Akhi, or Ya Ukhti, I wish to know why such and such is such. You have come from your house, left your house seeking knowledge. Come to the masjid to listen to a khutbah, or to a lecture, or to come to a halaqah, or to memorize Quran. All the time you are in this state, you are encircled by the angel's wings. And they are riding one on top of the other until they reach the sky of this dunya. Is there a greater blessing than this? أَيُوجَدُ فَضْلٌ غَيْرَ هَذَا? Is there a greater blessing than this or more powerful than this? You are encircled by the angel's wings. And the last hadith I wish to quote to you before I sit down for جِلْسَةُ الْإِسْتِرَاحَةِ is a hadith that is narrated from Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qal, سمعت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول الدنيا ملعونة الدنيا ملعونة ملعون ما فيها الدنيا ملعونة ملعون ما فيها إلا ذكر الله ذكر الله وما والاه وعالما ومتعلما والحديث رواه الترمذي والبيهقي وابن حبان وهو حديث حسن. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explaining to us our whole purpose on this earth, explaining to us what we should fear from the earth and what we should try to do while we are alive. He says, this life you are living, this worldly life, is cursed. الدنيا ملعونة. This dunya is cursed. And in order that we will not think what is cursed and what isn't, he says, مَلْعُونُ مَا فِيهَا. Everything in it is cursed. مَلْعُونُ مَا فِيهَا. إِلَّا except for. إِلَّا ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ. The remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And do not think that dhikrullah just means subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Let me give you an example. You are walking in the street, and the weather is hot, and the shayateen, the devils, are many in the street. Men and women not dressed. They forget to put clothes on when they wake up in the morning. They just run out of the house. And you're walking in the street, and the naked man or woman is approaching you, and you lower your gaze and you say, astaghfirullah. هل ذكرت الله? Have you remembered Allah? You have remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is also a form of dhikrullah. Your salah is dhikrullah. Your sawm, your zakah, your hajj. قَوْلُكَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ dhikrullah. This is the Muslim. His whole state is dhikrullah. And then the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَمَا وَالَاهُ. The second thing, and what helped the remembrance of Allah? What helped the remembrance of Allah? Let us use the same example. This time you and a brother are walking in the street, and you see a naked woman approaching, and your brother, Ya Akhi, put your eyes down, the shayateen are many. He has helped you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you yourself have remembered Allah. You fulfilled two of the categories. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, putting another name tag or another blessing for the ulama, says, وَعَالِمَا. And a alim is also not from those who are cursed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this dunya. You see the blessings of the ulama, my brothers and sisters? But Rasulullah does not stop there, because he knows all of us, maybe most of us, will never be ulama. So what does he say? وَمُتَعَلِّمًا. And a person who is trying to gather knowledge. You have to be trying to gather knowledge. You have to be reading the Qur'an, doing with the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is what our life is about. Well, hadith, and this hadith is narrated by Imam al-Tirmidhi and al-Bayhaqi, and the hadith is hasan. It is a good hadith. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم يا فوز المستغفرين استغفروا ربكم إن الله غفور رحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. وبعد, الترهيب من تعلم العلم لغير وجه الله. The hate of the evil action of acquiring knowledge not for Allah's sake. قال الإمام الحسن العلم علمان علم على اللسان فذاك حجة الله على ابن آدم وعلم في القلب فذاك العلم النافع. Imam al-Hasan gives us very wise words by saying, there are exactly two types of knowledge. Knowledge that is said by the tongue, and that is it. For you will find people who come and tell you, Ya Akhi, do not make ghibah. Do not backbite. Or he will come and say, Ya Akhi, you should lower your gaze. And you will come and he will say, Ya Akhi, you should not lie. And he says this just with his tongue. But when you look at him, you see all of this in him. عِلْمٌ عَلَى اللِّسَانِ. It is just knowledge distributed by the tongue. فَذَاكَ حُجَّةُ اللَّهِ عَلَى ابْنِ آدَمِ. This is Allah's proof against the child of Adam. Because you cannot come then on the day of resurrection and say, كُنْتُ لَا أَعْلَمُ. I did not know this was haram, because you were telling the people with this tongue, this is haram. كنت لا أعلم. You cannot say that. I did not know. And then the second type of knowledge, وعلم في القلب فذاك العلم النافع. A knowledge that is found in the person's heart. And this is the knowledge that is most useful. كما قال قديما قديما ما خرج من القلب وقع في القلب وما خرج من اللسان لم يتجاوز الأذنان. As they say in poetic words, whatever leaves a person's heart, it will fall in another person's heart if he has given him advice. Because it's clear and pure. He is telling him because he loves him. وَمَا خَرَجَ مِنَ اللِّسَانِ And what leaves the tongue will not go past the person's eardrums because he knows you are not sincere. And I wish to narrate to you جُزْءٌ مِّنْ حَدِيثٍ A part of a hadith that is found in Sahih Muslim and other books. And the hadith, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains to us the first three types of people who will be thrown in the fire. أول من تسعر بهم النار. The first three types of people who the fire will be kindled and boiled on. He says, صلى الله عليه وسلم, from the hadith of أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه, ورجلا تعلم العلم وعلمه وقرأ القرآن فأتي به فعرف نعمه فعرفها قال فما عملت فيها قال تعلمت العلم وعلمته وقرأت فيك القرآن قال كذبت ولكنك تعلمت ليقال عالما وقرأت القرآن ليقال قارئا فقد قيل فأمر به فسحب على وجهه حتى ألقى في النار عالما يا عباد الله يلقى في النار حافظا وقارئا لكتاب الله يا عباد الله يلقى في النار. The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم says that a man will be brought and he will be a person who has spent a lot of time educating himself about Islam, acquired a lot of knowledge and taught it. تعلم العلم وعلم and taught it to the people. And he was a hafiz of the Quran. وقارئٌ and he was a hafiz, a person who has memorized the Quran. He will be brought and Allah will show him the blessings that he had. Look at the blessing you had with having the Quran memorized. Look at the blessing you had with having the Sunnah memorized. فَعَرَفَهَا and he will know he had a great blessing. And then Allah will ask him, فَمَا عَمِلْتَ فِيهَا What did you do with these great deeds and blessings that we have bestowed upon you? قال, he says, I acquired as much knowledge as I can, and then I taught it to the people. وَقَرَأْتُ فِيكَ الْقُرْآنَ And I recited the Qur'an just for your pleasure, Allah. قَالَ كَذَبْتَ It will be told to him, you are a liar. قَالَ كَذَبْتَ ولكنك تعلمت القرآن تعلمت العلم ليقال عالما وقرأت القرآن ليقال قارئا You are a liar. You only tried to memorize and you only tried to gain this knowledge so that people will say he's a alim. He's the imam. He is the hafiz. He is the khalifa. He is the maulana. He is the sheikh. ليقال عالما In order that people will put titles in front of your name. فَأُمِرَ بِهِ And it will be ordered that he be put on his face and pulled in the fire until he is thrown in it. هَذَا This is a man who has spent a great deal of time seeking knowledge and has taught it to the people and has memorized the Qur'an and used to recite it, but he did it with riyah. He did it with sum'ah. He did it as nifaq, as hypocrisy. This is his end. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save myself and from you from this evil end. And in conclusion, I wish to remind you with the words of one of the great sahabis of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mu'adh ibn Jabal. And these were words he used to always tell his students, the tabi'een, who used to follow him. He used to tell them, ta'allamu al-'ilm. Acquire as much knowledge as you can. His reasons for this was, fa'inna ta'allumihi lillahi khashya. For when you acquire knowledge, you have the fear of Allah. وَطَلَبُهُ عِبَادَةً. And seeking and trying to find out, reading the books is ibadah. Seeking knowledge is worship. وَمُضَارَسَتِهِ تَذْبِيحٌ. And its recitation and writing down, and memorization, and reading and writing is tasbih. وَبَذْلُهُ لِأَهْلِهِ قُرْبَةً. And when a person asks you for knowledge and you give it to him, you have come closer to Allah. وَهُوَ الْأَنِيسُ فِي الْوِحْدَةِ. And it is your companion when you are in seclusion. وَهُوَ الصَّاحِبُ فِي الْخُلْوَةِ. And he is your partner and friend when you are alone. And these are the words I wish to leave you with today. اللَّهُمَّ إِنَّنَا نَسْأَلُكَ إِيمَانًا لَا يَرْفَدْ وَنَعِيمًا لَا يَنْفَدْ وَقُرَّةَ عَيْنٍ لَا تَنْقَطَعْ ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في جنات النعيم. اللهم إننا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد ونعيما لا ينفد وقرة عين لا تنقطع ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في جنات النعيم. اللهم اجعل القرآن ربيع قلوبنا ونور أبصارنا وذهاب همنا وغمنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم صلي وسلم وزد وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب